Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. Tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass on Joy 94.9. We are going to be speaking with our Spiro Economopoulos.
Are we? Yeah, we are.
Oh, good. Spiro is the director of Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Good morning to you, Spiro.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, look, it's great to have you
now,
on.
Now, are you behaving, Spiro? We want to know, are you behaving?
Yes, unfortunately, yeah, definitely behaving. I'm home, I'm isolating and, you know, trying to weather this whole, you know, rolling nightmare.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I have to say, the very last event that I attended was the opening festival of MQFF for 2020.
Yeah.
And I recall there was a lot of apprehension in the crowd after the screening of the film and the formal speeches and drinkies, and the conversation was, oh, should we be here? And, you know, ordinarily people grab each other and lots of air kissing and touching and stuff, and there was very little of that occurring. And of course, you know, within days of that event, the festival was shut down, and then with days of that, we had lockdown. Tell us about the impact all that's had on MQFF. What does it mean for MQFF?
Well, look, it was tough. Obviously, you know, we were kind of, you know, planning. You know, we spent a whole year kind of planning the festival, and obviously, this year in particular was our 30th anniversary, so it was going to be a, you know, a celebration, you know, and kind of a real milestone for us. So. That was hard. It was really difficult. But as events kind of played out, you know, after we shut everything down, we kind of realized we were all kind of in the same boat, and the whole world was kind of shutting down, essentially. And
you're not alone in those.
Yes, exactly. And I think at the time as well, we thought it was the right thing to do for the community as well, and to keep everyone safe. And you know, I just think that, you know, the call was the right call to make. It just wasn't a great call to make, basically. So, yeah, it was hard.
So where are we now, Spiro? I mean, I know, you know, look, you know, Joy, we're a community organisation. We face different, but you know, very similar pressures. You know, one coping with this, the, you know, the difficulty in having engagement. But I see that MQFF. You're calling it the 30 Online Festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, look, I think after everything closed off and we started to regroup and think about ways of, you know, I guess reaching out to the community and sort of continuing the engagement, you know, we had a lot of different things that we did sort of after that. Like, you know, we had a couple of watch parties and we had a couch critic competition, and they were really kind of great ways to just keep that engagement. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, the festival is a community festival, and it's about that community getting together. And you know, how do you do that when you're all at home alone, essentially? So the online festival was definitely something we wanted to explore, and it was an opportunity to, you know, firstly screen some of the films we didn't get to show in the 30th and continue that engagement. And just, you know, I think initially, you know, the lineup is pretty compact, let's just say, but I think for us it was just sort of dipping our toe in to see, you know, whether there is an interest there. And like I said, I think the festival traditionally is very much about the community coming together in physical spaces and celebrating and watching film together. And so we kind of are sort of going into unknown, you know, uncharted waters here and sort of seeing whether this is something people kind of want. So,
Spiro, one of our listeners says, perfect to watch films at home during a rainy night or day, especially during winter, during the pandemic. So tell us, how can people engage with this online festival? How does it work? What do you do?
So we really wanted to create the festival experience as much as we could. So obviously we're limiting the screenings to particular dates. So it all starts, kicks off next Friday and goes to Sunday. The films will be available from certain times because we wanted to, you know, people have the luxury now of streaming services at their fingertips. And so what that brings to you is the luxury of watching something when you want and, you know, starting things when you want. So we want to have a bit of that flexibility, but at the same time replicate the festival experience. So you'll be able to, you know, the minute you buy your ticket for a film, you'll have, I think, the weekend or 40 hours, I think, essentially to watch it after that. So you don't have to watch it straight away, but it'll be available from a particular time and it'll only be available for a small amount of time.
So do you register? Do you pay? How does that work?
Yes, you do. You can either buy... So there's a couple of things available. You can buy passes for the whole thing or you can buy individual tickets. And, the prices are pretty good, I reckon. They're very affordable. And you have to just register for it'll ask you to register for this particular streaming service that we're using and then you can... you'll get your tickets, essentially. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward. There's all that information's on our website at mcff.com.au as well. So
easy.
And I think actually it is...
And are you playing films that were actually meant to be screened as part of the in-person festival, if I can call it that, in March of this year?
Absolutely. That was the whole idea behind it, was we wanted to start kind of rolling out some of the films that we, you know, people missed out on seeing. So all the films in the program are things that people, you know, we would have screened at 30th, including our Australian Shorts package, which is really exciting. So this is like an opportunity for people to catch some of these films and, you know, maybe even later down the track, you know, we'll get to do this a little bit more or maybe show those films in an actual cinema. Who knows? So, you know.
Spiro, I don't want to propel you too far into the future because I know that we are meant to be sort of focusing on the here and now, but what have you got planned for 2021?
Oh, wow, we are really propelling into the future. This is, for me, you know, that's what I'm working towards now. You know, I'm watching films for next year and it's good to see there's a lot of really great queer stuff out there and that's encouraging and hopeful for me. And so we're planning a festival that, as everyone can do at the moment, sort of really, you know, with a little bit of trepidation, but obviously, you know, our plan is to be in a cinema again and, you know, show films to our audience and, you know, I guess, again, assess what that landscape's going to be like. Everything's changing so quickly at the moment.
Yes,
so we're just responding to things as they kind of play out, but we're hopeful as well. And I think that's the key part of it.
Well, happy planning with all of that, and we look forward to an opening night and a festival again next year, if that is possible, of course. One of our listeners does ask if I can go back to the online festival that you are conducting at the moment. They're asking, are there subtitles for foreign films, and do you have to adjust your settings at home?
Yes, there is subtitles for any of the foreign language titles that are playing, yes.
Great.
So they'll come up, yeah.
Great, gorgeous. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Nick. Nick.
Spiro.
Who's Nick?
Nick Spiro, they're all Greek names. It doesn't matter.
That's right, yeah, Tass, there you go.
Okay.
Hey, Spiro, thank you very much for your time this morning. Best wishes with the online festival.
Fantastic.
We'll certainly get online, have a bit of a look, and we look forward to speaking with you again later in the year or perhaps early next year to find out what's planned for 2021.
Same, absolutely. Thank you.
Good on you.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.